Hey, it's Jackie Green, and welcome to the Jackie Green Show. I cannot believe that I have gone 2 days with no podcast. Or did I go 1 day? Let me see. Let me do the math in my head. Yeah, I went 2 days. Okay, here's what happened. I gotta give you the backstory of everything that happened. So Monday to the podcast, everything was gravy, right? We were doing really good. Tuesday comes, and we had a company, for lack of a better term, a party. It was like an open house where we invited everyone who was a client who advertises on the stations to come in, tour the studio, and see what radio looks like. We had a bunch of beer and wine and food, and it was kind of an open house. Well, because of that, I couldn't record a podcast because it was during my show. So I had to do what's called voice tracking, where I record my show ahead of time. And yeah, so that's what happened. So I couldn't do Tuesday. So I was going to do it on my cell phone in the car on the way home, but I had a bad day. It just was a bad day. So then Wednesday, my daughter wakes up with a fever of 103. Yeah. So I had to call in sick to work, but I still had to come in and do some stuff because I just had to get it done. So it was just a really long day. And then I said to myself, I'll do one when Greenlee goes to bed tonight. Still, no. It just didn't happen. Like, I just couldn't get it in. So basically, that's why I went 2 days with no podcast. So what has happened in the last 2 days that we might have been able to talk about? One, Laurel or Yanny. Oh, God. You heard the Laurel or Yanny thing, right? I got in a legitimate fight with my husband, Jimmy, over the Laurel or Yanny thing. I know, it's so dumb. So if you didn't hear it, it's basically a sound that, to me, it says Laurel, but it's at a certain frequency where some people hear it saying Yanny. Well, I played it, and I go, Jim, what's this saying? And he said, sounds like they're saying Yammy. And I stared at him, and I said, no, it's Laurel. So then, even though we knew the science behind it, the argument ensued, and he says, I don't hear Laurel. It's totally Yanny. And I was like, how do you hear Yanny? They're clearly saying Laurel. It's just, oh, my God, my head is going to explode. So then I abruptly yelled at him, next you're going to tell me that the white and gold dress is blue and black. He stared at me with dead eyes, and he said, it is blue and black. Oh! No, it's not. And the worst part is this argument could go on with me and all my friends and him for the rest of time. It will never end. It'll never end. So I've been waiting on some phone calls with crazy poop stories. You know, because I told you my most embarrassing story of all time. And I know you're listening because I've got like 200 listens on that episode. So one of you out of 200 has a crazy poop story. Just tell me. If you're a woman, I will disguise your voice because I've had one too many women say to me, oh, I don't poop. Okay, I don't trust a bitch that doesn't poop. Everybody poops. If you don't poop, something is wrong with you and you need to see a doctor immediately. So I don't have a lot to talk about today because honestly, after 2 days off, my mind is all over the place and I've been calling my mom back and forth because she's watching Greenlee because she's still sick. So I'm going to continue last week's episode with the craziest places I've gone to the bathroom. On my next craziest place I've gone to the bathroom. This one's kind of nuts. So we recently moved from our house into an apartment. Now, if you listen to me on 105.3 Hot FM, you hear me talk about this all the time. Because we did. We moved. And it's a new place. It's totally across town. So we used to live in Rockford. Now we live south of there. Kind of, I'd say it's like 30, 40 minutes away from Rockford, really. And I didn't know the area really well. So I go running. I run every day. We talk about this. I talk about running way too much. And one day I went to go for my long run and I was all by myself and I was running in a new place. I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going to go. And I didn't bring my phone with me. It was just me and my watch. I take off from our apartment and I'm like 6 miles into this run and I'm in the middle of nowhere, like the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden my stomach seized up, the worst pain I've ever had. Now, to give you a backstory, at this point I had been having some tummy issues and not gone to the bathroom in days. I think it had been like 3 or 4 days, which for me is insanity. And I'm like, whew, I don't feel good. I have to go now. So I start eyeing around like there's got to be like a Burger King or like a Speedway. I don't know, a place I can run in that has toilet paper where I can go to the bathroom. Not a damn thing. So I'm kind of panicking and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go. I have to go now. So I see this like grass hill that looks almost like woods and it's connected to a parking lot. So I'm like, I'm just going there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to the bathroom. So I start kind of climbing up this grass hill, and there's cars going by. Like, this is off a busy road. I'm just going to give you, if you're in the Grand Rapids area, it's off East Paris. So I'm not, like, on a road that's, like, a deserted dirt road. I get up into the woods, and you can't see me, but I'm doing little quotations with my fingers because it wasn't woods. It was not wooded area. It was just, like, property that was woods. And I let loose. I had to. I was going to explode. So I go, and then I take my shoe off and use my sock to wipe, and then I leave it there. And I run barefoot the rest of the way. So I have one sockless foot and one regular foot. I get done, and I finish the run. I go home, and I come in with one sock, and Jim goes, babe, you're missing a sock. And I said, you won't believe what happened to me. And I tell him, and he's like, for one thing, that's disgusting. You don't need to share every detail of your life. But two, where did this happen at? So I'm describing to him where I went, and he goes, on East Paris, and I don't remember the crossroads. And I was like, yeah, I think that was it. And he goes, Jackie, not only is that where your dad worked for 20 years, but the new people that bought the building are our biggest rivals where I work. So you literally took a shit in my biggest rival's parking lot. I almost died. I laughed so hard. So whenever we drive by it now, we're like, you left evidence and everything. Not only was it your turd, but you left your sock. Can they trace me back? Based on socks? Could they test my fecal matter and figure out it was me? I don't know. I just told it on a podcast, so I had to. I'm probably going to get arrested now. I'll deny. Deny. That's my go-to when it comes to this. I said that. I was exaggerating for radio. I wasn't. I wasn't exaggerating at all. So please, share with me your most embarrassing story. Find me on anchor.fm. Tell me a story. I want to hear it. I have more good stuff for you coming up. I actually have a ton of topics in my head. I'm going to talk with Shafi again. We're going to have him on because I love him. I got Tracy Hinson. I'm going to call her. We're going to get her on the line. Today, I know this is short, and that was a ridiculously gross story, but it's all I've got for you because I'm so busy at work from the last 2 days of the open house and my daughter being sick. So yeah, another poop story for you because that's apparently all I've got up my sleeve are shit stories. More to come. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/onairjackie. Email me, jackieonair@live.com. Find me on iTunes. Review the show. I'll love you forever. And yeah, leave me those voicemails. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.